Extremely local news now. From Block Club Chicago, it's Jen Sabella with good news for early birds around Uptown. Jen?
Yes, good morning, Bob. The Uptown Lounge, which is well known as a 4 a.m. bar, so a late night bar in Uptown, is now going to be open at 7 a.m. So pretty short turnover there for the staff. But they just reopened the Lawrence Red Line station after it was redone by the CTA. And the bar has been struggling in recent years. Fewer people are staying out late. Fewer people are coming to the bar in general. So they're trying to change things up. So they are now open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., offering coffee, croissants, cookies, muffins, allowing people to come in and bring their laptops and work in the bar. And they're going to see how it goes and maybe expand the menu a bit if people are into it. Yeah, just the way they're trying to evolve. They opened in 2002, and there used to be a lot more people who'd come to the late night bars. But I think ever since COVID, the later it gets at bars, the emptier it gets. So they're trying to make it work.
People are, getting back home earlier. They're having dinner earlier. Uptown Lounge is at 1136 West Lawrence Avenue. Let's discuss the Block Club Chicago survey about people's favorite restaurants. And I guess this was about the restaurants they miss most, wasn't it?
Yes. We put up a post on social media just to, say hi, see what our readers were thinking, and it ended up exploding. Hundreds and hundreds of comments rolled in. We asked, what Chicago restaurant do you miss the most? And so we put all of the answers into a spreadsheet and counted them up, and we came up with the 16 top restaurants that were missed by Chicagoans. The number one by a landslide was Hot Dogs up at 3324 North California, known for their variety of cured meat options. It closed in 2014, but people have not forgotten it.
Yeah, you've got one on the list that would be at the top of my list, Heaven on 7. Miss that place. Miss the gumbo over there.
Yeah, I would always go with my dad. We'd go before the movies, that movie theater right over there. Yeah, it's sad. It's like a walk down memory lane if you go to blockclubchicago.org to see some of the places that closed. Army and Lou's in the South Side, Busy Bee Diner, which I remember people talking about as like an iconic Polish diner in Wicker Park that closed in 1998. It's interesting, and people actually, when we posted the story, more people came in and added more restaurants to the comments. So we might be having to do a part two.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you will. And also, the Zephyr Cafe and Ice Cream spot that used to be in Ravenswood on there too. A lot of us remember that. The 606 is Bloomingdale Trail. It has made it to 10. Let's discuss.
It's kind of crazy. I feel like it's just been there forever. We all got used to the 606. I remember when it was being planned, and we were, I was in my former newsroom, and we were interviewing people who lived along there about, hey, what do you think this is going to do for your property values? Well, it turns out it skyrocketed everybody's property values. It pushed some people out of the neighborhood and brought a lot of people into the neighborhood. It is the only elevated trail in the country that allows both cyclists and pedestrians. And it's people all over the city want to create similar trails. So they're celebrating. There'll be a lot of new murals. There's a cookbook where you can use service berries that are grown on the trail in jams and granola. So the people who are organizers around the Bloomingdale Trail are just doing a bunch of things this month to celebrate 10 years of this iconic trail that really changed the northwest side of Chicago in many ways.
And that Wolf & Company restaurant, cafe, and market is a great addition, isn't it? It's right there near Western Avenue, and I hear they're doing a really good business.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised it took so long for someone to come up with that, just given the amount of foot traffic right there. It's a gold mine. I haven't checked it out yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, still a lot of action, a lot of building and new construction around the trail. And that was the idea in the beginning, to kind of revive the neighborhoods it went through, right?
And it worked. Yeah. And now there are people proposing these trails in Englewood and on the far northwest side, and they're like, we want this to happen in our neighborhood.
That's
so
good.
We're staying tuned.
Yeah, great for our city. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a good day.
You too, Bob. Thanks.